Okay, joined by Limerick manager Tommy Barrett. Obviously, Tommy up against it, but architects of your own downfall for again the goals tonight.
Yeah, not stopping crosses, first two, and the third one as well was calamity. Thought it was lots of positives. We played quite well, considering, you know, we had a really young team out again with the four lads missing. But yeah, you can't give away a chance like that, just not stopping crosses. And that's from our younger players, you know. Well, maybe Killian in the second one, but he did well. Other than that, he had a very good game. But the first one can't happen either, you know. Just giving likes of Duffy too much time with the ball, you can't do that.
And because it was so early in the game as well and your confidence was low, you never recovered from it tonight.
Yeah, you can't give teams of that a goal. You know, we said at the start, keep it tight, get tight to your man, and we didn't do that. You know, it's disappointing.
And the ease at which they got them as well, two headers from fairly close distance. Are you disappointed in your back four? Obviously the crosses are one side of it, but so much space in the box.
Sure, I think, like, in fairness to, you think you stopped the cross, Duffy, you got to get closer. We're 7 yards off him. It's a good ball. It's very difficult to defend that type of ball if you're a static defender. Killian Campbell, God, he's got as much as he could on it, I'd say. Who's got the first one?
Mountney.
Boy from Mayo, Mountney. And he just attacked it well, you know. Like, if he's a run and jump, he's got to attack it. So if you stop the cross, that's the one, you know. And we were off him for the first few minutes as well, you know. So you need to stop those crosses.
You talk about damage limitation. Were you pleased in the second half? You won't be pleased about the manner of the third goal, because shrugged off the ball with Sean Kelly, yeah, and Killian Bruder hacked the clearance. So it was a calamity of errors, really. But overall, arguable that they took their foot off the pedal as well.
I'm not sure, did they? I think they kept going. You could hear them on the sideline. They want to score. They want to keep clean sheets. They're a good side. I thought we'd good passages of play. You know, Conor Clifford was good. Owen was decent when he came on. Dougie was good. You know, in the midfield, it was a battle. Probably slightly better than us in both ends. Well, not slightly, they're better than us in both ends, you know. So that's just the way we're at. Where we're at, you know, we'd four kind of lads under 20 on the pitch, you know, and they're experienced lads, but we need more of our experienced boys as well. You know, they got to show more leadership qualities, and that's got to come from the group, you know. We're trying to develop that, and we're finding it difficult at the moment, but, you know, we'll see where we go.
Conor Ellis has been much maligned. I thought he worked tirelessly, yeah, particularly in the second half. He probably needs a goal, but got in behind him three or four times and at least kept going for the 90.
Yeah, he works very hard. It's just, I suppose, he's a young lad, 19. His link-up play has to improve. He gets shrugged off the ball a bit easily because he's young. You know, it's a difficult position. It's a difficult for him, you know, to play up there on his own. But, you know, we didn't have another striker to play. And it's difficult to play even two strikers anyway against the likes of them, because, you know, you're going to be killed in the middle then. So he's still learning. You know, it's difficult for him.
I can't remember a crowd as small as that for a league game since we've come back here. Felt like a non-event really from the start. Is that hard to contend with?
Yeah, it wasn't great now, yeah. But, you know, I don't know why, you know, what the reason for that is. You know, we have to figure that one out, but I don't know.
Seem a lot more downbeat in the last couple of games. You seem a bit more positive. I mean, are you getting worried at this stage?
No, I'm not overly worried. Like, we're still contending with a lot of injuries, and then we know where we're at. You know, like, as I said last week, everyone was starting to start the season thinking we're going to be bottom. You know, with our squad, you know, we had to rush to get it together. We know where we're at. Of course, I was being super positive at the start. I still think we're better than we're showing. You know, we just have to stop conceding silly goals. I thought we were better tonight than we were against Sligo, to be fair. But you can't concede stupid goals at that. When you're in a scrap and you need to minimum keep a clean sheet and work hard, you know. But we don't look like scoring, you know, and it's a worry for us. We need to you know, we had a few chances tonight, but they were scrappy. We've good play around the middle. Will Fitz is very good on it. But we need to retain the ball more in the final third.
There's not too many managers that would turn down midfield options like you have with Weir and Maguire when he's fit, Clifford, yeah. Doug and Coleman. How do you go about utilising that?
Yeah, it's a difficult one for us because, you know, there are better players, definitely, with regards to technical ability. And we couldn't turn him down. You know, we couldn't turn Connor down. You see there tonight how good he is. And obviously, you know, we know we need a goal scorer. Like, in fairness to the lads we have, like, Mark has been a bit unlucky with injury. The other lads that we have, really, no one has scored at this level. You know, Danny Marcy's got a couple of goals with 23, but... Connor hasn't scored at this level. You know, Mark is 35. We know we're lighting in that position. You know, we're aware of that. But I suppose when I came in, I just had to get the best squad as quick as possible as I could get. And now we're offered a couple of lads out of England or, you know, early on, but you don't know them, you know, and you're taking a chance. So you went and what you know to see could we... Get ourselves out of the hole, you know.
Is this a good time to play Shamrock Rovers, you think?
Why not, you know. You know, they're not on a great run. We're obviously not. Why not?
You know Stephen Bradley well.
I do.
What do you make of the job he's done so far? He's obviously under pressure.
Yeah, but it's a difficult job, you know. It's he's given young lads a lot of chance. He's gone, in fairness to him, he's gone with that model, and the club have gone with that model. Obviously, in Rovers, they want success. I'm not sure what his budget is like. You know, we don't know, I suppose. But from the players he has, he's got really good players. And, you know, but you know, it's not always down to the manager either. The players got to play for him too, you know. So, you know, they've got to show a bit too. I went to the match last night. I was up there in Bray. To be fair to him, last night it was a very difficult match. The wind was like 100 miles an hour. A mistake was always going to win that game, and that's what it was. It was a mistake. They never really looked like scoring, but either did Bray, you know. It was one of those games. So you know, they're a bit unlucky last night, to be fair, to lose, you know.
Before he says it, it's Friday, your cup final.
Every match is a cup final for us. I think, in fairness to him, I think that might have been, like, you know, people say things, and he said it after the cup. He's a young manager. You know, I'm sure I've said enough as well, but you know, it'd be worse if he wasn't talking. I think what he said about that was he was in that position a couple of years ago as well, where boys were ahead, and you know, he was Shamrock Rovers, it was their cup final, so I can see where he's coming from. I don't think he was being disingenuous to Bohemians. Personally, I don't think he's that type of character. But I suppose you learn by your mistakes, you mightn't say it again.
I see Barry Maguire out running out there. How far off is what you want him to be, or what you need him to be?
He's a bit off, and Keane was coming with his hamstring, pulled up with his hamstring there tonight. He's okay, like, but we just said we'd take him off, and it was an opportunity to get Barry more game time. Yeah, he needs to do it. We need to work on his fitness, and but it's difficult then when you're not getting games. You know, it's hard to get him fit, and then we have no reserve league, obviously. So, but definitely, he's technically a very good player, but we need him a lot fitter. Yeah.
Can you see, like, himself and Connor 5 years ago? We were probably all right, and that they were the Ireland midfield of this year. Mm. And like, I know you have them instead. Can you? Do they have that ability or talent?
Connor certainly showed it. Yeah, Connor's been, you know, Connor along with Shane Duggan has been our best player the last two games. He's really good, you know. And we're glad to have him. We're lucky to have him. And you know, obviously, you know, if he's with us for the rest of the year, we're delighted to have him. And after that, then, you know, I think he's going to obviously look to go further. You know,
come down here, was it just he needs games and as many of them as possible?
I think so. Yeah, I think we have to be realistic as well, and we have to be honest about where we're at. And you know, we're delighted to have him. Now things can change in football. He could be here next year, and you know, we'd love to have him, but you know, we're realistic that we might not have him. You know, and we just want him playing as many games and playing as well as he can and doing the best for us, and he's done that in the last two games. You know, we can't fault his work rate, and his show, a true sign of his professionalism there tonight. You see it, He was one of the better midfielders on the park. And if you're 6 months out and you can put in two performances like that, it shows what type of lad he is, you know. And you can see that already. He's quite lad, very good, very professional, really good. Really like him, yeah.
Cheers, Tom.
Yes, that's good.
Nice one, thanks.